ISIS claimed responsibility for the Manchester attack, and now it's doing the same after an attack in the Philippines. More than 30 people died after a lone gunman stormed a casino in Manila last night. But Filipino officials are saying it was a robbery gone wrong, not ISIS. Still, Filipino concerns about ISIS have been extra high since last month when fighting broke out on the southern island of Mindanao between government troops and Islamist rebels with ties to ISIS. But here's the thing. Rebel activity in Mindanao predates the rise of ISIS by many years. Patricio Abinales is originally from the island. He's a professor at the University of Hawaii's Asian Studies program. Help us get to the bottom of this rebellion and where this could lead, Patricio. What is the history? How long has this rebellion in Mindanao been going on? And do you see what's happening currently as a continuation of it, or is it something new?
Yes and no. It is both old and new. It's old in the sense that the leaders of this group attack Marawi City come from splinter groups of two major armed groups among the Muslims, the Moro National Liberation Front, which was formed in 1975, aided by Libya and Malaysia to fight a separatist war against the Philippine government with the intention of breaking away Mindanao and a couple of other islands from the Philippine body politic on the grounds that Muslims were never Filipinos and that Muslims were being destroyed by the Filipino majority. It's no, because this group is actually a family clan. It's a clan composed of members who belong to different kinds of armed groups. The leader, for example, is connected with groups in Malaysia, but the other family members are associated with private armies and armed groups involved in the drug trade, which is very specific and normal to Filipino-Muslim political clans.
And is this clan connected in any way to ISIS?
No, there's no evidence. Journalist friends of ours looked at the intelligence reports and did some field research and came out with the conclusion that ISIS just blurted out of President Duterte's mouth when he was in Moscow. When in fact, if there were any terrorist connections within this group, it's with Abu Sayyaf, which is on the south of Mindanao Island, Jemaah Islamiyah in Indonesia, and most likely it's a group in Malaysia. So it's very, very Southeast Asian. There's no evidence of it being connected with ISIS. So how does one explain the flag, the ISIS flag being waved?
Yeah, how does it explain that?
My suspicion is everybody is following what's happening in Syria now and found the ISIS flag quite attractive and started using it.
You're saying they just like the flag?
They just like the flag. They're not ISIS.
How do you think President Rodrigo Duterte is going to go about prosecuting this rebellion? Is he going to go after them for drugs, as he's done with so many people? Or will he single them out and say, this clan is connected to ISIS?
Well, publicity-wise, the second one is a better option, yeah? I mean, everybody is catching on to it now and said, yeah, there's ISIS in Mindanao. But it's not true. I mean, the Jemaah Islamiyah tried to set up a training camp in early 2000. Seeking the help of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front. The Moro Islamic Liberation Front kicked them out for one major reason, which was these guys started telling the MILF guerrillas how to handle their women. Mm. And in Philippine Islam, Muslim women are extremely powerful individuals in families. They play a very, very powerful role. They settle clan wars. They're very much involved in sustaining this logistical support for Muslim guerrillas operating in the field. They're the ones that oversee and supervise the implementation of international aid programs in certain communities. So Filipina Muslims are quite powerful presence in the community. Jemaah Islamiyah wanted to destroy that.
Family first.
And business first. I mean, what's always forgotten about Philippine Islam is that it's not only a religious community, it's also a community that's been driven by trade. Been trading around maritime Southeast Asia for like way back the 12th century. It's very pragmatic. The smuggling trade, for example, in southern Philippines is run by Muslim families. And this include guns, toilet paper, the Chinese version of Viagra. I mean, there's a lot of un-Islamic commodities are being traded, because that's how life is among Filipino Muslims.
Patricio Abinales there. He's a professor at the University of Hawaii's Asian Studies program.